Welcome to Ultimate Sports Parent Radio, where we help parents and coaches instill confidence and success in young athletes at youthsportspsychology.com.
This is Lisa Cohn. Today on Ultimate Sports Parent Radio, I'm here with my brother, mental game expert, Dr. Patrick Cohn. Our topic, why it's so important for young athletes to learn how to focus on the right things in youth sports.
Get our new program, The Ultimate Sports Parent, a 14-day plan for kids' success in sports by visiting the products page of youthsportspsychology.com. You'll learn how much pressure is too much, what to do when kids underperform, how to improve your kids' confidence, and much more. Visit youthsportspsychology.com, and while you're there, pick up our free ebook, 10 Tips to Improve Kids' Confidence and Success in Sports.
Hi, Patrick.
Hi, Lisa.
All right, well, let's identify the problem. Kids too often get distracted by a million things, and it really hurts their game, correct?
Yeah, well, I think a lot of parents write in talking about my kid lacks focus, and I think as a parent, you want to rule out what are the challenges to your athlete's focus. In other words, are you contributing to some of the distractions? Is a coach contributing to the distractions? Are teammates, are they afraid to make mistakes? Are they dwelling on mistakes? So you really want to rule out some of the things that you can rule out when it comes to understanding what is holding your kid's focus back. So focus obviously doesn't exist in a vacuum in and of itself. There's other things that impact an athlete's focus. But next to confidence, it's the most important mental skill for athletes.
Why is it so important, and what should they be focusing on?
Well, it's important because an athlete cannot execute their role, cannot execute their skills, unless they're 100% focused in the moment on the right, what we call performance cues. If they're dwelling in the past, if they're distracted because they're upset and they're dwelling in the past, then they're not going to be able to perform in the present moment. Likewise, if they're focused on the future, or they're worried about making mistakes, they're worried about disappointing a parent, or they're just thinking ahead to after the game or competition, then they can't perform in the moment. And so it's so critical for kids, and generally kids are pretty good at being in the moment, very young kids, but if they have these distractions, these internal distractions going on where they're dwelling on the past or thinking about the future, they cannot execute the skills that they learned in practice.
Are there times when kids, are there certain kids who have a harder time focusing than other kids?
I think we could certainly do some classifications and say, well, maybe, you know, perfectionists are focused on the wrong things, or kids that are easily upset, maybe they're focused on the wrong things as well because they're thinking too much about past mistakes. But I think what's most important in terms of focusing for a parent is you have to be able to decide how are you contributing to some of your athlete's distractions, number one. And then secondly, how can you help your athlete overcome their own internal demons or their own internal distractions?
Now, let's just mention one or two of the ways that parents distract their kids.
Well, the big one, I think, is some of the pregame things that go on, either, you know, on the car ride there where a parent wants to give too much information or too much input, or they start overcoaching. That's a big one. And we've heard a lot of kids say that when their parents start saying things or screaming on the sidelines, that's another huge no-no, according to the kids.
But now the good news is that kids can actually learn how to focus.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it seems like such a simple thing, like being able to teach people to concentrate. Most parents and coaches are going to tell their kids, hey, just concentrate. A coach will say, hey, you're not focused. Get focused. The problem is that kids just don't understand what it means to just focus. I mean, it sounds so simple. Just get focused. Just concentrate. But the key is that kids can really understand and learn how to dial in their focus And more importantly, when they get distracted, to be able to refocus. And that's what we try to do in our new CD and workbook program called the Focus Sports Kid, is just that, is help kids be able to dial in on what they're supposed to focus on and be able to refocus when they get distracted.
And one thing that I want to add is that the workbook CD program gives kids specific things that they need to be focusing on in specific sports. It's not super generic.
Right. Well, we take them through and we give them some sport-specific examples. We don't certainly cover all the sports, but then it's up to them and the parents and the coaches to be able to dial it down to sports that we don't list. But we provide enough examples where it's easy to make that transfer and say, okay, here's the things that you really need to focus on. And a lot of times it's about simplicity, being able to simplify it for kids and not overburden them with so much information that they can focus.
Right. But it helps them to say, okay, you're playing football and this is your task and this is what you should be focusing on when you're executing this particular task. And that simplifies it for them because there it is in front of them.
Yeah, it's about defining what we call the performance cues for each task or each role, and also understanding what are the common distractions that's going to pull the athlete's focus away from those, and then giving kids the skills to be able to immerse themselves in those performance cues. So it's a very basic formula.
Right. Now, how is this different than the Confident Sports Kid, this program?
Very different. The Confident Sports Kid addresses kids that need a little boost in confidence or have a lot of doubts in their head about their skills. So confidence is a belief in your athlete's ability to perform or to execute a task. It's all about belief and their thought process and their belief systems. With the Focus Sports Kid, we're addressing the challenge of that kids who get distracted either by themselves, the internal distractions, or they get distracted by things going on around them in the environment, like things that the parents say or teammates say or coaches say, why they're performing. So it's two completely different issues. Confidence is about believing in your ability. Focus is about putting your mind on the right things to focus on when you're performing without overanalyzing and without spacing out.
Well, let's just talk about one more thing. What about how do you use focus to get in the zone?
Well, it's a quality of the zone, certainly. A lot of athletes strive to get in the zone. It's not something that they're going to be in constantly, but you can certainly set the conditions for athletes to get into the zone. And one of those conditions is that athletes need to have a clear mind and be focused on in the moment, on the execution of their skills. And that will provide the base or the foundation for kids to be able to enter that zone.
Right. All right. So the Focus Sports Kid, it's two CDs and two workbooks, and it's available. Where do we find it?
Well, it's on peaksports.com / the Focused Sports Kid. And there's all underscores between those words. But you can certainly go to the blog, the Youth Sports Psychology blog, where we'll post this podcast. And you can jump to it to the Focus Sports Kid from there as well.
All righty. Well, thanks a lot. And hopefully people will go and check it out.
All right. Thank you.